Biddle's a big breakfast, 9:94 RI with MJB. It's now 15 minutes past six. We've got the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia online. Good morning to you, Barnaby. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning to everybody in Rocky and Gladstone and surrounding central Queensland.
Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development, leader of the Nationals. And you got some good news for us this morning. More jobs, jobs, jobs.
Well, we're going to go over and start the Olive Downs project, and that's going to be incredibly important. It will produce about $10 billion worth of turnover income in its life, and it's thousands of jobs. I think about 2,000 jobs in peak production, so about 900 jobs in construction. So this is yet another impetus that shows how important coal is to central Queensland, and it's how important it is to maintain the standard of living. And, of course, they only make money because people overseas want to buy the product, and that means it's incredibly important in making our nation as strong as possible, as quickly as possible. And if we don't earn export dollars, we become a weak nation.
Well, a new report reveals coal is set to become just the second Australian commodity to break through the $100 billion annual export mark.
And break through it easily. It'll go up to about $110, $115 billion. And this is interesting for a product they said that no one wants anymore and they're not going to use anymore. Well, they're buying more of it at a higher price than ever before. And those poor people in the Ukraine, when things went really bad, what's one of the major things they wanted off us?
Coal.
Because coal allows them to keep the heaters on and stops them freezing to death, keeps the energy requirements going. And unfortunately, the alternate government, the Labor Green Alliance, they want to bring in the safeguarding mechanism, which would actually put a new tax on so many of our coal producing assets and big industrial assets here in central Queensland. I don't know why they would do that. We need to earn more money from them, not tax them out of a job. And of course, the Greens have said that if they they hold the balance of power, which they'll never do with us because they're the other side of the political fence, they want to an immediate moratorium on it. Now, that, of course, puts everybody out of a job.
Look, I'm fascinated with hydrogen because, as you know, you being in Gladstone, hydrogen is going to be a big deal in the foreseeable future. And I do believe, of course, the man behind it, Forrest, he's just pouring billions of dollars into the hydrogen, isn't he?
Well, he's nominating billions of dollars, whether there's billions of dollars that are now around Gladstone because of it. And good luck to him. He's a business person. I hope he succeeds and makes lots of money. For our part, we've made some massive investments, $5.4 billion to Hell's Gate. You need water to make hydrogen. And also Urana Dam, which also Paradise Dam, and we're looking forward to, and in the past Rookwood Weir, and we've also got Emu Swamp. We're looking forward to the state Labor government seeing they don't have to put their hand in their pocket for Paradise for Urana or Hell's Gate to say the word yes, that they just actually want to build it, because you've got to have water infrastructure, and similarly around here. We have to have water infrastructure. We're happy. We are making investments, and we will be, through the package that was negotiated between the Nationals and the Liberals, and I know all about that because I negotiated it, for further investment in the Gladstone area. We're making sure that we do that. I'm not going to start disclosing what we're doing. We'll be making sure we do that. But private enterprise, I encourage them as much as they wish to invest in hydrogen if they've got the market for it and they can sell it and they make money out of it. That's a great idea.
Mate, fantastic. Now, I'm fascinated because this government is making sure that everything is getting through, the jobs are there, money's turning around, accommodation for the workers. When are we going to open up the floodgates to let people in? I know that the mandate has been lifted and people can start drifting between states, except, of course, if you're in Western Australia. Have we got enough workers for all these incredible projects that are going through?
Well, we want people to live in Gladstone, live in Rocky, not so much fly in and out of the Gold Coast to Gladstone or Rocky. Their choice if they wish to, but prefer they live at Emerald. We prefer they live in the towns and support the towns and support the shops and better standard of living when they bring their partner and their kids, their wife and their kids, or their husband and their kids, because that gives a greater support to the local schools and support to the local community, which is, I think, is a preferable outcome to fly in, fly out. But housing, you've got to release land. And the people who have the the laws over the release of land as state governments. And if you release land, you've got, you know, it's a very simple equation of supply and demand. If you create a greater supply of land, you're going to create more housing. And for those doing it really tough, now they're not the people who've got a job in the mines, but for those doing it really tough, we have packages. We support about $5.5 billion over four decimals for those who are basically in the verge of homelessness for rent assistance. For housing, we want to get people into a house. And that's why we'll say, well, if you can come up with if you're a single mother, you can come up with 2.5% of the deposit. We'll underwrite you to up to 15%. If you're a couple, you come up with 5% of the deposit on a new house at Emerald or a new house in Rocky or Gladstone. Then we'll underwrite you up to 15% so you can get into that house, because it's so vitally important that ultimate piece of Australian security that all families have, a house.
Yeah, it's like a tiger chasing his tail, though, isn't it, Barnaby Joyce? Because we're saying, yeah, let's get them into a house. But house inflation has just gone through the roof. I mean, you know, houses that were selling, for example, $250,000 in Rockhampton's now selling for $350,000, $375,000. And they're not going down. And it's just the lack of infrastructure.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's people who own those houses that are happy that they're making the money, because they bought the house for $250,000 and they sell them at $350,000. They're kind of happy. If the government came out and said you can only sell them for $250,000 again, they'd be very unhappy with it. So
it's almost like a Ponzi scheme, isn't it? You know, we're waiting for the boom, and that is actually happening right now across central Queensland. Well, no matter where you live, it is absolutely exciting. There's lots of jobs coming up. We've got lots of infrastructure coming in. We're just lacking the basics. But over time, that will happen, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's what we want in central Queensland. We want the jobs. The only thing if you want to get really cheap houses, let the Greens shut down the oil, gas and coal industries, which they say they will do, and you'll have some really cheap houses in central Queensland. You won't be able to give them away. And
I noticed in Blackwater, you can pick up homes out there for about $240,000. You know, 5 years ago, you couldn't get anything for, you know, under $400,000. So it's fascinating how the wheel is turning.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we keep growing this area and make sure that, that housing is an issue, but it's a reflection of the economy. It's a reflection of the money that's coming into the area. It's a reflection of the standard of living of people in the area rising. So, and what rises, it's what I'm staring at right now. I'm looking at Gladstone Harbour. As they load those ships, the money, the coal goes out and the money comes into central Queensland and also supports our nation. So in the circumstances we find ourselves with, the Chinese trying to build themselves a naval base about 2,000 kilometres off your coast here in Queensland, and that's not far away, we have to become as strong as possible, as quickly as possible, which means we have to earn money, which means we have to export coal.
Would you say that no matter what you do, the Australian public are just tired of politicians? And, it's just been proved. People just don't believe politicians anymore. Here we have the coalition who's doing a terrific job. You know, there are jobs, unemployment, everything's under control, yet there's a bit of an angst happening out there. I don't know what's causing it. And, of course, as soon as the election is called, and they're saying maybe Sunday, of course, Kenny O'Dowd's out of a job.
Yeah, Ken's retiring, and Cole Boyce is standing for the LNP, and suppose Cole Boyce comes along into the Nationals room. We support the coal industry. Anthony Albanese, Penny Wong, Katie Gallagher, Richard Miles, well, if you think they're going to support your jobs, well, I don't think they do. I think they're actually tied very closely to what the Greens require, because their seats are in the suburban seats from Sydney and Melbourne, and they see coal as the great evil, and they see gas as the next evil, and fossil fuels is an evil. But I'm looking out the window here at Gladstone, and I can't see many people having a job if they close the industry down.
No, not at all. All industries right across central Queensland looking for workers. Barnaby Joyce, I've got to go. Welcome to central Queensland. Good to see that you're getting involved in another mine opening, and we'll talk to you, no doubt, as the federal election gets closer and closer.
Thank you very much. Good morning, central Queensland.
Have a good weekend. 24 minutes past 6.